For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm here with Brother Stephen Christensen, and he is the biology department chair at BYU Idaho. How are you today, Brother Christensen?
I'm great, thank you.
Wonderful. So before I ask you a few questions about your upcoming devotional, I'll ask you a little bit about yourself. So tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of where are you from and what did you study?
So originally I grew up in a small logging community in Northern California named Quincy. My dad was a ER physician, and then I grew up on, he wanted to have a small family farm. So I grew up on a farm with cows and chickens and horses. Eventually I went on to do my bachelor's at Brigham Young University in Provo, where I studied zoology, and then went on to UC Davis in California, where I got my doctorate in biochemistry and molecular biology.
How long have you been here at BYU Idaho, and what has your experience been like?
I started at BYU in the summer of 2003, so I've been here for about 17 years now, and I have loved working at BYU Idaho. I really enjoy the students. I have enjoyed the freedom that the university gives me to really be able to focus on teaching and advising. And that's one of my favorite things to do, is teach students, advise them. I work a lot with the health profession students, so pre-medicine, pre-dental, and trying to get them the best preparation possible to get into those schools. But really enjoy working with students of all careers and backgrounds in the life sciences.
You are going to be speaking at the devotional coming up here. How did you choose your topic, and what was your experience like getting the phone call that you needed to speak at a devotional?
So maybe we'll go with the experience to speak at a devotional, since that came first. And I was actually in California on vacation over the summer when I got the call, and it was surprising. They just said, yeah, you have been approved to give devotional. And I thought, you know, wow, I didn't even know I had applied for it. But it was, obviously, if you're at BYU Idaho and you see the many devotionals that are given by the faculty and staff, and they are, I think, almost without fail, of such high quality and caliber. You know, we often have general authorities come, and those are wonderful, but I found that the employee devotionals are equal to, in many regards, those given by the general authorities. And so when you hear that you've been, and I guess you always think as an employee, I wonder if I will ever be asked to give a devotional. And so you kind of think about what topics you might cover, what that might be like. And then when the actual phone call comes in, I think I felt very humbled, first of all, that someone somewhere thought of my name and thought to nominate me. Well, I just felt honored to be asked and to be associated with all of the great speakers that have given devotionals in the past. And then the second feeling I think you think is, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? This one of inadequacy of how will I ever measure up to that, and what topic will I pick, how am I going to write this. And so I think those were the two feelings that came over me when I was first called and notified that I had been nominated and approved to give devotional.
So tell me about your devotional topic that you did choose. What's your topic, and really how did you decide that that was the topic you were going to go with?
Well, in my case, I got lucky in that she said, you know, for fall semester, we've got these dates open. Which one would you like to pick? And I chose the one that was farthest out from all the others, I guess, to try and have as much time as possible. And I had a couple ideas. Like I said, you always think about it before you're asked and what you might talk about. And I had two topics that were ruminating. One was kind of on the nature of marriage and the interaction between men and women. And then the other thought was one that I'd had a long time, and it was based upon reading of the book. One of my most influential books for me has been a book by the name of The Anatomy of Peace, and it's by a organization called the Arbinger Institute. It's sort of an organizational behavior book. And I've read it several times, and that book has such an impact on me and how I saw the world and how I saw others that I really wanted to be able to share that. The challenge is that many of the concepts and the discussions in that book are secular in nature, very powerful, but secular in nature, whereas devotional has a tendency to be, well, and is by actually design, meant to be more of a spiritual opportunity or discussion. And so I needed to be able to take some of that message and merge it with some of the message and language of the gospel. And I knew that the principles in Anatomy of Peace were taught in the gospel. I knew they were there, but having to synchronize those and really flesh it out turned out to be actually more of a challenge than I thought it was going to be, just as I tried to take care of that, But that's where a lot of the original inspiration came from, was trying to take some of those ideas, and they have a lot to do with how we see others, and as the name implies, the anatomy of peace, how we engender peace in our homes and in our societies, our communities. And so that's kind of where my topic came from. I over the summer had thought about all the protests that were going on. I thought about the political discourse that was taking place, and there just seemed to be a lot of lack of understanding and a lot of anger and hatred between all these different groups. And so I thought this was a good time to bring up a topic about peace and how we achieve peace between each other, between one person to another.
So I guess you mentioned earlier, as well as you do in your talk, about how you kind of address some of these characteristics and steps of having a heart at war and how you can kind of change that. I guess, what would you want one of the biggest takeaways to be from your talk for our listeners?
Perhaps the biggest takeaway, I think, is that invitation to really sit down and evaluate your interactions with those around you. And to really, I think my goal, I say this at the end, is to introduce these kind of new terms that I hope are sticky terms of having a heart of war or a heart of peace. And really inviting the audience to use those terms to evaluate their own interactions on a continual and consistent basis. And you'll see your heart can go in and out of these states more often than you might think. You can be at peace with one person and with one roommate and then actually be at war with another roommate. And your overall peace and happiness, I think, will be impacted by finding those sort of battlegrounds, is what I talk about in the talk, in the devotional address, but finding your personal battlegrounds and really trying to seek understanding of those around you. And that will change your impact, it will change your influence on them. I found with family members and students and friends and colleagues, when I change my heart from war to peace toward them, they sense that, and they often respond in kind, in that it makes things better for both of us. I end up having more influence by being at peace with them than I ever would have by being at war and trying to control them or manage them as objects. And so I think that's my overall message and invitation to each of us, is to really evaluate our lives, find those relationships where our heart is at war, and then try and convert them. And as we do so, it will bring us greater peace, greater influence, greater joy.
Are there any final thoughts that you would like to add to your talk or share with our listeners?
Well, this talk was one that went through, I think the version that you saw was draft, I think, number 7. There was so much more that I wanted to say and discuss. I hope that people will continue to have conversations about it. I think any devotion, for any devotional speaker, the hope and prayer is that the talk itself will inspire and motivate others toward change, will inspire and motivate them to come closer to Christ, to receive greater direction and greater peace in their lives. And I think that's what my sincere hope is as well, that as people listen, that it might invite and empower change in them for the better. And if they can do that even a little bit, then I'll feel greatly blessed.
Well, thank you, Brother Christensen, for telling us a little bit more about yourself and your experiences and about your devotional topic.